This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado Springs police say they've arrested a person in connection to the shooting deaths of two people at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. CSPD believes 25-year-old Nicholas Jordan of Detroit, Michigan, knew the two victims killed in last Friday's shooting. Police identified the two victims as 26-year-old Seeley Rain Montgomery of Pueblo and 24-year-old Samuel Knopp of Parker. Knopp was a registered student at UCCS, while Montgomery was not. State lawmakers are considering adding new requirements to get and keep a concealed carry permit. A Democratic bill would set new curriculum guidelines and require both live fire training and a written test. Gun owner Missy Espinoza spoke at the bill's first hearing. Espinoza said she was a victim of an armed home invasion, and having a concealed carry permit gives her peace of mind. She told lawmakers the bill would add unnecessary burdens.
We don't need to add anything, no more. There is not a sudden rise in permit holders accidentally shooting someone. There's not a sudden need to add any further requirements to what is already in place.
The bill would also require people to take a refresher course each time they renew their permit. It passed the first hearing on a party line vote. Vintage Theater in Aurora now has a permanent home. The location in the Aurora Cultural Arts District first opened as a theater in 2008, when Jeffrey Nicholson established the Shadow Theater Company in a former auto repair shop. Vintage Theater took over in 2012 and renamed the main stage in honor of Nicholson. Working with the city of Aurora, the company has now completed its acquisition of the property. Its latest show, The Legend of Georgia McBride, just opened. In Denver and Colorado Springs this afternoon, mostly sunny with highs nearing 60 degrees. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 2:06.